Welcome and thank you for listening to I Think Therefore I Review. Today let's discuss Star Wars The Force Awakens. We'll get to the knocks against this 2015 aka Episode 7 first. From the droid with vital information, the desert home planet of A New Hope Orphan, and heroes getting too old for this sort of thing, to hotshot pilots, rediscovered lightsabers, and a space battle over a super duper Death Star, it's obvious this is Star Wars all over again. Despite honoring the past via quips, casting, and vintage homages, this is nonetheless a soft reboot, removing the bad taste of the prequels so audiences will follow Disney's plans for Star Wars henceforth. Seven has no real ending, just a placeholder asking us to wait for critical characters and backstory revelations. Though likable, newcomer Daisy Ridley's Rey is conveniently good at everything. We hope that potential has a reason in future films, but there's no excuse for criminally underusing Gwendolyn Christie and Lupita Nyong'o. In a time when Hollywood desperately needs diversity in superior women, both are unnecessarily hidden on screen. Phasma could have worn an imperial suit instead of a helmet, and while charming, Maz Kanata needn't be another diminutive Yoda who inexplicably disappears anyway. More quick editing and script changes contribute to the phoned-in Adam Driver villainy, and it's obvious someone will go a la a sacrificial Ben Kenobi. If true sequels were really intended, why not adapt Heir to the Empire and the now alienated expanded universe? And yet, I really liked this movie. Practical effects, time to introduce the new setting, and the promise of the younger, varied, and gender-neutral cast work well with the nostalgia of the original stars. Audiences familiar with the franchise and wide-eyed youths can immediately recognize the feel-good space opera action and heroics. Heck, I was misty at seeing the opening crawl. Fans root for these scattered peoples, power struggles, and Jedi misinformation to be corrected. We hate this wannabe empire because we witness the adventures this next generation is going to discover. While some franchise films can easily get this difficult position wrong, this shrewd bridge picture succeeds in making sentimental viewers thirsty for more. You can read our full-length reviews or tell us your thoughts at I Think, Therefore I Review. And thanks again for listening.